Hello and welcome. This is Austin Peterson, and this is the Freedom Report podcast, the very first episode. This is brought to you by TheLibertarianRepublic.com. TheLibertarianRepublic.com is an online news magazine dedicated to bringing you stories from a perspective of economic freedom and personal liberty. Today's show, we'll be talking about Obamacare. Healthcare.gov is unlikely to work fully by the end of November, the Washington Post is reporting. And former President Bill Clinton is saying that President Obama should keep his promises about allowing people to keep their health care plans. Also today, we're going to be talking about two ex-CIA agents who were raided in a drug bust due to purchases that they made from a hydroponics store. I'll have more on that later. Also, Lady Gaga says that she was addicted to marijuana and she didn't want to die because of it. All those stories and more coming up on the Freedom Report, Episode 1. Big news today from Obamacare. Despite repeated assurances from the White House, it appears as if the broken healthcare.gov website will not be working by the end of November. Last week in Texas, President Barack Obama spoke to a crowd and said that the website is already better than it was at the beginning of October, and that by the end of this month, we anticipate it is going to be working the way it is supposed to, all right? The president is calling for what's called a divide-and-conquer strategy for now, focusing on developing alternative enrollment plans that don't rely on the website. But many of these plans aren't going to work because the crux of the program is the broken website at healthcare.gov. Former President Bill Clinton has been putting pressure on the administration to keep their promises about allowing people to keep their health insurance plans. This comes alongside news out of California that 1 million people are going to have their plans canceled. This is putting a lot of pressure on the White House to act before people lose their insurance. Meanwhile, members of Congress are trying to act in order to try to solve some of these problems. Many of them are probably fearing a public backlash. Senators Dianne Feinstein of California and Mary Landrieu of Louisiana are sponsoring a bill that would require insurers to offer plans on the individual market indefinitely, which is strange considering that these are Democratic senators. But again, a lot of these Democratic senators are focusing on their re-election campaigns for next year, and if many of their constituents lose their health insurance plans after being told that they were going to get to keep them, a lot of these Democrats are going to be in trouble. So keep an eye on the news related to Obamacare and healthcare.gov to see what's going to happen next year for the upcoming elections. Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz of Florida went on national television this week and stated that Democrats could run on Obamacare next year in 2014. And here's a story out of Leawood, Kansas that is just going to blow your mind. Let me read this to you. I saw this yesterday when my father sent me this from Leawood, Kansas. Johnson County Sheriff's deputies stormed into the home of Adeline and Robert Hart searching for marijuana plants on 420 of all days in 2012, but all they found were some innocent tomato plants. The couple believes that they were illegally targeted after purchasing indoor hydroponic systems to raise vegetables. They're now considering making their lawsuit into a federal civil rights case. Sheriff's deputies issued a sweep of the couple's home after acquiring a search warrant due to the purchase of equipment that allows gardeners to grow plants indoors. The lawsuit says that with little or no other evidence of any illegal activity, law enforcement officers make the assumption that shoppers at the store are potential marijuana growers, even though the stores are most commonly frequented by backyard gardeners who grow organically or start seedlings indoors. Now, get this. He spoke to this owner of the store, a guy by the name of Benny Palmenteri, and he was obviously unhappy that his customers were being watched. And he said, "Why should they be? This isn't a communist country." Well, we're getting there every day, it seems like, Benny. Now, Robert, the man who was raided, he had purchased the hydroponics as part of a project with his son. Officers swept his home and stated that he had been under surveillance for months. The couple claim that they know of no basis for conducting such surveillance, nor do they believe such surveillance would have produced any facts supporting the issuance of a search warrant. Now, the couple is claiming that the police accused their son of using marijuana during the raid. They were very rude. And the lawsuit does note that these couple were former CIA agents who had to pass rigorous background checks in order to qualify for employment in Washington, D.C. So the local police agency couldn't figure out that these were two people who had been thoroughly vetted by the government as trustworthy, and yet they still somehow gathered evidence and performed a raid. Well, I guess they gathered no evidence whatsoever, because there was no evidence that they found after multiple forensic tests showing that there was no illegal drug activity. It was simply the fact that they had purchased something at a hydroponic store. So this is just a warning to anyone out there who thinks that they can go to the hydroponic store and buy something to grow tomato plants or squash or whatever in your basement. I would advise against it. As bad as it is, unfortunately, I think that you place yourself in too much danger just by going there. So if you are planning on engaging in any tomato growing in your basements with your kids, make sure that you alert the authorities that you're not growing marijuana. I know that sounds antithetical to freedom, but it's probably better than getting a drug raid at your house and having cops come in and trash your stuff. So while we're on the subject, I've got a great story here from my buddy Ed Krayeski of Reason Magazine, who was writing about Lady Gaga, who was talking about being addicted to marijuana cigarettes. Now, if that sounds strange to you because most people don't get addicted to marijuana, well, then maybe you need to listen to this story. Lady Gaga said in an interview with the Z100 Morning Show, "I've been addicted to it, and it's ultimately related to anxiety, coping, and it's a form of self-medication, and I was smoking up to 15 to 20 marijuana cigarettes a day with no tobacco," she said. "I was living on a totally other psychedelic plane, numbing myself completely, and looking back, I do see now that some of it had to do with my hip pain. I don't know where the pain was coming from, so I was just in a lot of pain and very depressed all the time and not really sure why." Now, Lady Gaga has a new album out lately, and maybe she's trying to drum up some publicity for it, but I don't know anyone who ever smoked 15 to 20 marijuana cigarettes and was living on another psychedelic plane. It does say here in the news report from Reason.com that she was also taking pills at the time, and if we were to guess, it would probably be related to the pills more than the marijuana cigarettes. Who calls it a marijuana cigarette, by the way? That sounds like the man speaking, as if somebody sat her down and said, "Listen, we got to get Lady Gaga on the drug war here," and they're like, yeah, marijuana cigarettes, kids smoking that marijuana cigarettes. What do you think, guys? Is Lady Gaga smoking something else, maybe, or is it laced with something? You tell me. Send us email to The Libertarian Republic by going to thelibertarianrepublic.com. This is the Freedom Report podcast, brought to you by Puff Wealth in part. And thank you very much for listening to the inaugural episode. We'll try and get one of these out to you every single day. Subscribe to our podcast. Visit thelibertarianrepublic.com every day. Click on a word from our sponsors. That's how we can keep bringing you great news like this every single day. I'm Austin Peterson from Alexandria, Virginia. Have a great day.